Everyone deserves a great marriage. In fact, marriage is one of the high points in a lady's life. However, many ladies have walked into pain, regret, and bitterness in the name of marriage due to their wrong choices. It's important to note that the quality of your choices is dependent on the quality and the quantity of information at your disposal. That's why in this audio program, Choose Your Husband, my goal is to share with you practical wisdom that will help you make the right choice of a husband. My name is Joseph Dinwoke. You can call me Bridget. So far, I've explained to you a lot of things I believe you have to do to be able to arrive at the right choice of a husband from the multiple proposals you are getting. At this point, what I want to do for you is to tell you one important truth. Why I started saying most of the things I say without mentioning God or without talking about prayers and stuff like that is because I believe you can discern the will of God with your sense. Yes, I believe it is, of course, an enlightened sense, not carnal or common sense. What I mean by that is that, for instance, you can't start asking me what's the will of God if I'm in a room with a girl and the girl starts removing her clothes. I don't need to ask what is the will of God. The will of God is very simple. I know that fornication is a sin, and therefore if she removes her clothes and I remove my own and we start doing something, it is sin. The will of God is very clear. I don't need anybody or prophet to tell me. I know the will of God is sanctification. The will of God is not that we should sleep together. Also, when you have to do business with people and the person is a godless person, you don't have to say, God, is it your will for me to do business with this person? No. There's a very simple truth. When you know it, you can easily discern the will of God. He said, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. These are very simple things you just know. If your sense is enlightened with the right truth, with the right thought, you can easily discern what is the will of God in almost every situation. When your sense is not enough to discern that thing, what God does, like he did to Joseph, is that he will come to you, he will send Angel Gabriel and say, Joseph, fear not. It's the Holy Spirit that gave Mary Bele. Marry her, is your wife. Do you understand what I'm saying? The key thing I want to explain to you at this point is this, is to help you see that there's a limit to what this your sense that I've just talked about now can do. Yes, you can use an enlightened sense to discern what the will of God is. You can use an enlightened sense to discern whether a man is suitable to be your husband or not. However, there are times that even their enlightened sense have limitations. You can find a man, like three men, three of them are proposing to you. You have checked everything, all of them suit perfectly. Like, all of them suit into what a man should be. They are husband material. But you know you can't marry every husband material. Yes, you have to marry the one that is your husband. Many times when it becomes difficult for you to say, which one do I now marry from all of these people? That is where sometimes your sense can't even help you. I'm not trying to say you can use your sense to define the sense who exactly is the person without even having getting into this kind of confusion. But just in case you get into that kind of condition, that is where your sense has limitations, and that is why I say your sense is not enough. At that point, you have to call God. There's something I read from my Bible. So the steps of the righteous are ordered by God. What it means to me is that my steps are directed by God. He can tell me, put your step here, put your step here. Go here, go there. Don't go here, go here. He can do that for me until he leads me to where he's taking me to. Do you understand what I'm saying? He can do that also for you until he leads you into the man that is meant for you. That is how come I'm certain that even though they say husband is scarce, God can lead you. God will lead you if you walk with him until you meet that man that is your husband. He will lead that your husband until he meets you. Why? The reason is because the steps of the righteous are ordered by God. What I'm trying to help you see is this. When you come to that point where you are confused about what to do, who to choose finally out of two people, having used your senses to reason out, eliminate some people on your list of all the men proposing, there are two people you don't know what to do. Take it to God in prayer and ask him, Father, what do I do? Who do I choose from this people? Who is the suitable husband for me among these people? God will bless you and answer. I mean, Jesus Christ said, ask and you shall be received. God can do anything. God has all the answer to all our questions. God has all the things we need. God can answer any of our prayers. God is not limited like human being. He knows even the future. He knows what's going to happen tomorrow. He knows even the man's heart. He knows his pretense. He knows his weaknesses. He knows what the man doesn't even know about himself. Therefore, he will help you see for sure who you are going to marry. Therefore, I dare say to you, when you come to that point where you don't know who to choose finally, and there's many two people or three people, God can help you get eliminate those things. by taking those matters to God in prayer, and He will give you clarity. He will give you direction and show you what to do. Do you understand what I'm saying? You will just, in the course of your discussion, or even when you pray about it, the man will one day wake up. One of them woke up and said, please, I'm no longer interested. You know, I don't know how it's going to happen for you, but I can tell categorically, when Jesus Christ said, ask and it shall be answered, when you ask God in answer to your prayer, He will help you see who exactly matters. Again, I want to tell, even when you are using your sense to discern, please do not count on your own understanding. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge that God knows the best thing for you. And how you acknowledge is not by saying, God, I know you know the best for me. How you acknowledge that even as you are reasoning, as you are thinking and considering their proposal, you take this matter to God in prayer and say, Father, help me see who I'm supposed to marry. Help me see who I'm not supposed to marry. Help me to eliminate the person that is not part of this discussion. Help me to make the right choice. Again, I say, when you say that prayer, as an answer to the prayer, some of them will take their leave. As an answer to the prayer, the guy will wake up one day and dump you. And just in case you're in that condition where the guy will dump you, please go and get my book, another program called So Your Guy Dumped You. You have to move away from that dump so you can reach out for the love ahead of you. In that book and the audio program, I explain these things clearly. Of course, a free book on brogy.com. The key thing I'm trying to tell you is this: your sense is not enough for you to make choice of who to marry. That is why in all your ways, in your choices, in your consideration, in all the things you are trying to find out about the man, please, you have to say this prayer to God. God, please give me a wife. Give me a husband. There's something I read from my Bible that encourages me a lot, that guides me in my prayer for a wife. God said, if your father can leave Shell, a multinational, for you, buy your house in Dubai, and even buy the whole of Dubai for you. However, there's one thing He cannot do for you. He cannot give you a prudent wife. A prudent wife is a gift from God. And I believe a good husband is also a gift from God. Therefore, when I want a wife, you want a husband in your own case, what we should do is to go to God in prayer and say, Father, give me my wife. Give me a prudent wife. You go to God and say, give me a prudent husband. When you say that prayer, even if nobody is proposing to you, nobody is telling anything, God will begin to make arrangements. Of course, as long as He finds that it is okay for you to get married, He will make arrangements to engineer a husband in your direction. And even if there are many men asking for your hand in marriage, and you say this prayer to God, God will help you to be able to discern who you should have a business, who should marry, and who don't have any business with marriage with you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Again, I say, the key point I've made in this thing is this: we can use our sense to discern, make our choices of what is God's will, or make our choice of what to do. However, we should not come to that point where we trust our senses alone, where we trust our senses. However, in all our ways, we should acknowledge the fact that God has a final say. God knows the best. God knows what we don't even know. God knows the person more than He knows Himself. He knows the future. He knows the man that will die tomorrow. He knows what the man is going to turn out tomorrow. Therefore, He will lead you to the man who you are supposed to get married to. Thanks for listening to this episode of our 20-part audio program, Choose Your Husband. Choose Your Husband is a production of Project Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of serving you insight and inspiration that will empower you for peak performance in your life and work. To learn more things we share with ladies, kindly visit brogy.com/sisters. Your comments and questions are welcome through brogy@gmail.com or 0810-550-4664. You can access calls of interviews, podcasts, articles, features, and books when you visit brogy.com or follow us on Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, and Twitter @BrogyWord.